Hashem Nasan Asir. Let's see, we're in the middle of the Eitzos. Emes Tamuna, Ois Yudalit. Afilu Misha Zaycha Lahamshich Eitzos Seichel Dikdusha. Even one who merits to draw down some type of Seichel Dikdusha. They understand a little bit Tyre, let's say they Seichel, they understand a little bit Gemara, they get some Kedusha. Tzarech Lahamshich Emuna Latecha Seichel. Person has to also draw down Emuna into the Seichel. Got there, Yaakov? Besides for all the Gemara, you also got to get the Emuna into the Seichel. Ki ein lismach al haseichel ba'atzmai. Do not rely on your seichel itself, on the seichel itself. Tetzva. Al yidei tamid chachamim she'enim agudim. Through tamid chachamim which are not proper. Sha'aim return to pool, they say fallen terrors, terrors from fallen places. Al yidei zeh through this ba'am kfiris u'bizyaynis. This nagus al yirei Hashem. Then, you read the people who have your Shema, fear of heaven, it comes to them thoughts of denial, all the embarrassment and degradation comes for them, comes to them, and people oppose them. V'atikum was this, how do we fix this? Hachnasas archim tamid chacham amitim. To do hachnasas archim, to invite guests in our house, to invite tamid chacham amitim, true tamid chacham into our house, this could fix up this damage. V'adeizeh, through this zechel emuna, present kemer emuna. U'l'shaber and break hakfirus v'avizyaynas, u'l'eskabal al-mesnagdim, and to overcome the misnagim. That through doing hachnasas archim b'tamid chachamim, that was how he fixed up those people who said bad terrors that are ruining our emunah. Baruch Hashem. Now we're in Chavetz Chaim. We'll start today Shmiras Halashon and Shaar HaTorah, which is page Kuf Tes Zayin, Perek Aleph. In this, we're going to explain Vayevor Shalimin HaTorah Hutikun Lafkam Lashon Hara. Learning Torah is a tikum for speaking Lashon Hara. The great chiyuv Adam LaTorah, and the great chiyuv a person has, the great obligation a person has to learn Torah. Kine, yesh oy tikun kloli ham yuchal lefkam lashon hara. There is a general remedy for speaking lashon hara. V'hu limud haTorah. This is learning Torah. V'sha'aru be'erich halakha. The Gemara says, Amar Reb Chaim Reb Chanina. Ma takanasu shel masapri lashon hara. What's the takana? What's the eitzah? What advice do we have? How could someone who spoke lashon hara do tshuva? Im Talmud Chacham hu, yasik v'Torah. If he's a Talmud Chacham, he should learn Torah. That will fix up the damage. Shneimar, like it says, Marpe Lashon Eitz Chaim. Right, it says the healing of the tongue is through the tree of life. The Ein Eitz Chaim. I'll tell you, what's the tree of life? Torah. Shneimar, like it says, Eitz Chaim Yilmachasikim Ba. It's a tree of life for those who hold on to it. Umashar Pasuk Lashon Eitz Chaim. Why is the pasuk over here say that the healing of life is through the tree of life? The healing of the tongue is through the tree of life. We know life and death are at the hand of the tongue. A person who is zeichah to chayim for the tongue or death. The imkain, therefore, if so, misha misaper lashon hara, kana le mavis inetzmi. One who speaks lashon hara acquires for himself everlasting death. Rahi, therefore, yatsa akasav, the pasuk advises him. The Misha writes to the Rabbis Lashon, if you want to heal your tongue, Yerchom Eitzah Chaim, eat from the tree of life, Tuhu Atara, Ba'achal V'chai La'ilu, means you could eat from it, and you could live forever. So he's saying, someone who knows they speak Lashon Hara, like all of us, we mess with Lashon Hara, we try to do tshuva, at least learn Torah, that could fix it up. That could do a tikkun. Got it, Renil? That's a tikkun. Why? Oh, so saying tshuva could do tshuva in a certain way, but sometimes even when we do tshuva, we still have to do a tikkun to what we messed up. A lot of times, there's a certain way to be misakin when we messed up, meaning we went a distance from Hashem. We do a tshuva, we come back that distance. But now, what about all the damage that we did while we were away? So that sometimes we need to do other things to make a tikkun. So the way to make the tikkun to fix up what we damaged is through, specifically through learning Torah.
Right, so that's why.
So you give it to Rabbeinu or Hashem. Therefore, it's very good. We're saying here, for Lashon Hara, the tikkun is to learn Torah. But there are many avayos which we have no power. Even this, we don't have that much power to learn Torah. And who knows if our Torah is good enough to make this tikkun? So that's why we're zeicha to be close to tzaddikim, because the tzaddikim, what they try to help us is making a tikkun. Right? We try to do what we can. Right? Rav Nachman says, "You bring the bricks and the dirt." and I'll build the beautiful buildings. So that's why it's worth it to be connected to tzaddikim, because they're the ones who ultimately make the tikkun, because we have no power to really make tikkun. We try to do the tshuva on our level we can. Right? That's what Rav Nachman said. Try not to do averes b'mezid. Do averes b'shagig. Try to do tshuva. Say, your job is don't do averes b'mezid. Say, I'm going to take care of the tikkunim. You just try as hard as you can, don't do averes b'mezid. You messed up a shagig, try to do tshuva, because I'm dealing with the tikkunim. Leave the tikkunim for me. You know, we can't do anything. We can't do tikkunim. On most things, we can't do anything. We do a little bit we can. Here also learning Torah, we do the little that we can, that sometimes we can't make a tikkun. Hopefully, our Torah will be a tikkun for our Kamal Shinar. It says, however, Yizaris as Nafshi al Kalpanim, a person should be strengthen himself and be quick. A person, even though a person's learning Torah, don't just say, oh, I'm learning Torah now, so I can speak as much Lashon Hara as I want, because I'll learn Torah to fix it up. You can't say that. From now on, stop speaking Lashon Hara. It's a good example. Let's say someone by mistake they drank poison, right? So you give them something to make them vomit the poison. So someone spoke Lashon Hara, they took poison. So learn Torah, which will give you life, will go against the point. But don't keep drinking more poison. Don't keep speaking more Lashon Hara. Saying if a person spoke Lashon Hara, they want to stop now, it will help him on the past. But not necessarily will help if he continues taking the poison. So therefore, we're saying now, if you spoke Lashon Hara, you want to do tshuva, then stop drinking the poison. Learn Torah. Yeah, we do tshuva me'ava. We say we do tshuva out of love for Hashem. And also, it becomes all others, even Lashon Hara, the worst others, they all turn into mitzvahs. Yeah. So we're saying, first of all, Lashon Hara can help us so we don't come to speak that if we already spoke Lashon Hara, then it will help us, it will be tshuva, it will be connected with the Eitz Chaim. Let's see, Baruch Hashem, today we're holding in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Beit Gimel Amud Aleph 3a, and we're holding now smack in the middle of the page. Ba'af Rabbi Yochanan Savar, that even Rabbi Yochanan, also Rabbi Yochanan holds, that the reason why we can't eat an egg which was born on Yom Tov, right, based on the Shnah, the wise based Hillel say you can't eat it. Sabar, Rabbi Yochanan also holds Gzeira Mishumashkin Shezav. He holds the reason why we can't eat an egg on Yom Tov is a Durabanan. Because it's included in the Gzeira of that, just like the Durabanan made a Gzeira, you're not allowed to drink the juice which oozed out of the grape on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because we're afraid you're going to come to squeeze it. So part of that gzera was you're also not allowed to eat the egg, which is similar that it oozed out of the chicken on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's part of that gzera drabban. So Rabbi Yochanan also holds, like Rabbi Yitzchak, that right, we had four pshatim in our Mishnah, saying it seems for Rabbi Yochanan we can understand, even though you didn't speak it out clearly, we understand for Rabbi Yochanan that it's a gzera because of Mashkin Shazam. Why? So first the Gemara puts out the facts, and then we're going to break it down. Why? Rabbi Yochanan Rami. Rabbi Yochanan asked a contradiction. Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan asked a contradiction from one Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda on another statement that Rabbi Yehuda made. Umashani, and he answers them. So, for the fact that he asked such a contradiction, proves to us he understood that the issue of the Beis which was born is connected with the issue of Mashkin Shazam. Good? So he held the Rabbi Yitzchak. Even though he never told it to us, we'll understand it from his words. Now the Gemara is going to break it down and explain to us where exactly we saw it. To that, we learned to the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah where Shabbos comes from Gimel Chulin. It's a Mishnah. Shabbos, Sechdet Shabbos. In Sechdet Esaperis, Lohaitzi Behed Mash. We're not allowed to squeeze the fruits, which to take out from them the juice. So it's the rice of schita. Rashi told us earlier, it's a talda of dash. So you're not allowed to squeeze your grapes, or right? Obviously, we're talking about up here things that are normal to squeeze them, grapes or olives. That's what it's the rice. You're not allowed to squeeze them. Ve'im yatsu me'atzman, and if they came out on their own, let's say the juice oozed out on its own, asur. It's usher. Why? Because we're afraid. We're going to let you start drinking this juice. You might come also to squeeze the grapes. So the Rabbanan say the juice that oozed out, what's the halacha? Shmuel, the juice that oozed out of the grape, what's the halacha? You're not allowed to drink it. But the Rabbanan, because we're afraid you're going to come, you're going to squeeze the grapes. Now over here, it seems like the Rabbanan don't make a difference. Whether it's you're planning on eating the grape, whether you're planning on squeezing the grape, the juice that was out of it, according to the Rabbanan, is always us. That's part of the Gzeirah of the Rabbanan. If we let you drink the juice, we're afraid you're going
to
squeeze the grapes.
Right?
We're going to get to it. We're going to explain why it should be. Right now, this time, there's Ezra the Raisa. Ain't Zalat Zapir. So the Mamashka. That's everyone knows. Everyone agrees it's Ezra the Rabbanan. Oh. Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Yeah, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? If it's la'ichlin if you were planning on eating these grapes, which Rashi explained, the reason why I brought them into my house was for eating, not for squeezing grapes. Hayyotz mehen mutter, whatever comes out from them will be mutter. The juice, even though the juice oozed out of them, you're allowed to drink the juice. Because that wasn't part of the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. The Imla Mashkin Hayetzim Hen Aser. If I was planning on drinking the juice, I was planning on squeezing these grapes, let's say, Aser then, halacha is, it's Aser because then we're afraid you're going to come to squeeze the grapes also.
So I'll just tell the person's kavanah?
Depends on your kavanah. Yeah? It depends on your kavanah. If you were planning on eating these grapes, then it's not a problem. If you're planning on squeezing them for juice, so then it's a problem because we're saying, since you wanted it for the juice and the juice came out, if we let you drink the juice, we're afraid you're going to, right as you finish drinking the juice, you're also going to squeeze the grape to get out more juice. However, because that's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? If you're never intending on drinking this juice as a separate entity, you're planning on eating it, you're planning on eating this grape, so even though the juice came out, you're allowed to drink the juice. Why? Alma, we see. Kol oichlin, all foods are Yehuda, uchla da afrasu. All foods are considered food that was separated. By food, even though it got separated, the juice got separated from the grape, we look at it as one entity. We look at the juice as if it was just separated from the grape. And there was a Rabbanan that doesn't make a gzeira in this case, that we're afraid maybe next time we're also going to squeeze the grape. We're not looking at it as a grape and juice. We're looking at this juice as a grape. It's one entity, it's part of the grape, it just got separated.
Like bread from a loaf. Like a slice of bread from a loaf.
Bread from a loaf. Yeah, like bread from a loaf. So that's what we do this day. He's saying the reason why we're not going to, we don't make a gzeira on the juice that came out when you're planning on eating the grape. So my understanding, it seems like it's part of the grape. That's why there's no gzeira on it. That's why it's not going to be a gzeira. So what do we see? He holds, when food got separated from each other, it's still considered, we look at it as one entity. We do not view it as two entities. Therefore, even though the juice came out of the grape, because one of the Rabbanan hold, the Rabbanan is saying, no, when the juice comes out of the grape, it's two entities. I see a grape now, and I see juice. Right? Therefore, we're afraid also next time you're going to take the grape and squeeze it for juice. The Rabbanan say, I don't care that you're planning on eating this grape. The minute the juice comes out of the grape, I see two entities. I see a grape and juice. Therefore, we're afraid. If you're going to let you drink the juice, you're also going to come to squeeze the grape for juice. Chazal Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Even though the juice came out of the grape, since it was all food you're planning on eating it, I view it as one entity. I view the juice as part of the grape. And therefore, there's no iser of drinking that juice. I view it as part of the grape. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So what do we see Rabbi Yehuda? Even though the juice that got separated from the grape, he holds we view food that got separated from each other. We view it as a grape food, and the juice also is a part of the food. It just got separated. Let's see Rashi. But again, Rashi felt like the first Rashi in the Masechta. When we say Aser, just means that day. It's Aser only on that day. Aser with the Rabbanan. Why? Because there is a Gzeira Shama Yitzchak. We're afraid you're going to come to squeeze. If we let you drink the juice that came out of it, we're afraid you're also going to squeeze the grape fruit and get more juice out of it. Comes Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Imla Eichlin. Let's see Rashi. Imla Eichlin. Imla Eichlin, if for food, hey mechuras. I mean, how do you differentiate if it's a food grape or it's a wine grape that you want to get the wine out of it? So imla eichlim, if for food hey mechunasim, that's why they were gathered haperus halalu, these fruits. Then, which means they were gathered for this purpose. When you gathered them, it seems like Rashi, even when they were gathered originally, you picked them. You picked them with the intention to eat them, not to make wine.
Mechunasim means gathered.
Yeah.
Essentially, short like
gathered. Yeah, like they gather in. You brought them in. So if you brought them in, these fruits, it seems like Rashi Mechunas, Rashi in Zeria, they say pick them. Sound like you're right. If you, from Rashi Rashi, sound like you gather them into your house. If you gather them in, now parents allow these fruits for food, right? That's your three Rashi with the heading. Imla Erklin, if for food, and Mechunas, my parents allow these fruits were brought in. Then Hayetze Mehen, even what the juice that comes out of them, Mutter, by the way, it's Mutter on that, even on that day. There's no Gzeria. Why is there no Gzeria on them? Because since they were supposed to be food grapes, and the kivan lo nicha lay bahani mashkin, since it's not good for you for these juice, for this juice, you didn't want this juice. You wanted to eat a juicy grape. You don't want the juice ending up in the bowl. You're not interested in grape juice now. You want to bite into a nice juicy grape. So you didn't want this juice to come out. You wanted the juice to stay in the grape. Right? In this case, we want to eat it. You didn't want it lo nicha lay bahani. It's not good for you that this juice came out. This liquid came out. Therefore, like a mixer, we don't have to make a gzeira a shema yischak. We don't have to make a gzeira, and if we let you eat, drink the juice, you might come to squeeze. Because you don't want to squeeze these grapes, you want to eat juicy grapes. So therefore, the Rabbanu were not crazy in that case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're planning on eating the grapes. So the juice that comes out, you're allowed to drink it. What do you want to say? Amo, what do we see? What do we see
from
the
Rabbi
Yehuda? As Rabbi Yehuda says, that you're allowed to drink the juice. Amo, what do we see? Let's see Rashi. Midika Amar, from this that he said, from this that Rabbi Yehuda said, Imla Eichlin, Hayyitza, Imla Eichlin, if they were for food, Hayyitza Mehen, Mutter, the juice that comes out of them is Mutter. What do we see from here? What do we see in this Rabbi Yehuda? Kol La Eichlin, whatever was for food, or they say Amrina, Amar Amrina, Vidaber, Hayyitza Mehen, we say there's something that comes out of it, which means let's say the juice came out of the grape, or any other scenario, let's say the egg came out of the chicken, we say ochlo ta'avos, and we view it as food that was separated. That's what we want, just like the juice by the grape. You want to view also, let's say the egg also, all scenarios, when food comes apart, if you're planning on eating the other part of it, when it comes, even when it comes apart, you just consider it like it's food that was separated. The enem achlav is there, therefore, it's not included in the gzera of mashkin shezavu, because we're not looking at it as two entities. Yehuda is viewing it as one entity. I'm still looking at it as a grape, so you don't have to make a gzera. Yeah, but what about the juice flows out? When the juice flows out, I looked at it as a grape and then the juice. So you're drinking the juice. We have to make a gzera. You might come to squeeze it for the juice. We're saying it's all one entity. We don't look at it as two different entities. Therefore, you're allowed to drink this juice. We don't have to make a gzera. We're afraid you're going to come to squeeze a grape for the one, which is a separate entity. But so that's one Yehuda. Let's see the Gemara, 6 lines to the bottom. So what's the contradiction of Yehuda? That's one of Yehuda.
I understand. Rabbi Yehuda is always going to be more mingle, machmir, is it each? So in this case, he's looking for Ula. Is it going against Rabbi Yehuda's whole reasoning
that
he's
more?
Well,
that was
Muxa
you were talking about before.
Muxa, but still, even certain topics, he's more, I thought across the board, he's going
to
be more machmir.
Not necessarily.
Huh?
Not necessarily. Because Hill is always make for me. Rabbi Yehuda, I don't know if it's always make for me. You could find
like he's being make.
You're right. Here he's being make. It's true. It doesn't seem to be a problem. He's being make.
Right.
So come to me. I said, Rabbi, I had a contradiction. What's my contradiction? So what's my contradiction? Rabbi Yehuda also says, which means, what does he mean he also says? This is a continuation from the Mishnah in Pesachas Erev. So this is another case. This is the second case with him. Under Yehuda, Masna Adam, a person can make a contradiction. Al Kalkala, a sign, a condition. You have a minu, where we ask a contradiction. For other Yehuda, masne adam alkohol. A person can make a condition, a t'nai, on a basket of fruits. Mashka kol shalperis. The Yom Tov Rishon, on the first day of Yom Tov. For oichlo v'sheni, and you can eat it on the second day. Meaning what? We know you're not allowed to separate trumas and maisers on Yom Tov. So let's say a person has a basket of fruits. They forgot to take of trumas and maisers out of Yom Tov. They forgot. That's a 2-day Yom Tov. Right? So now, we still have eitzah for you. We could have an eitzah, you'll be able to eat the fruits at least on the second day. You'll have your fruits for dessert on the second day. How? You make a condition. What do you do on the first day? On the first day you say, if today is Chol, I'm designating these fruits to be for trumas and maisers. Good? Fine. You say, and if it's Yom Tov, my words are worth nothing. Okay? So if today was Chol, on the first day Yom Tov, it worked. Correct? Then what does he say? Then he does the same thing on the second day. He says, if yesterday was Yom Tov, if today is weekday, I'm separating the trumas and maisers. If today is Yom Tov, I already separated them yesterday. So on the second day, for sure, he can eat the fruits. But again, on the first day, he makes it tonight. He says, if today is Yom Tov,
he didn't separate them.
He designated it. It's good enough. He designated it. We had a Mishnah Mark. We had a Marcus also. You could designate it.
Seems like
he's designating it. And he's saying these fruits on the right side are designated and they're going to be for trumas and maisers.
Yeah, but he did that today. He's not by baby.
He did it both days. On the first day, he does it on both days.
He said this declaration on both days?
Yes, both days. So on the first day, he said, what does he do? Again, on both days. On the first day, what did he say? Say, if today is Yom Tov, then I can't take a true with my. If today is weekday, I'm designating these things to be true with the maestros. Good? These fruits on the right side. If today is Yom Tov, my words are nothing. I can't take a I don't want to take a true with my. I don't want to be ever answered on Yom Tov. Therefore, my words should be nothing. Good? Comes the second day, says the same thing. Says, if today is Chol, I want to separate true with the maestros today. If today is Yom Tov, so yesterday was Chol already. So yesterday I separated. To make a condition, either way it works out. Good? Fine?
So why is that a contradiction
on the first sentence? We're going to see. Oh, so far you're right. It's not a contradiction. It's a contradiction for the next case. You're right. Correct. So for either way, we use a masna, other man called Shabbos, we have to reach it. A person can make a condition on the first day of Yom Tov. And then you can eat it on the second day. You can eat it either way, by the second day. For sure, one day was weekday. Either yesterday or today, right? By the time you come to the second day of Yom Tov, either yesterday was weekday or today is weekday. So for sure, you take off one of the days. Therefore, you can eat the fruits.
It's covered all the days.
Yeah, and even though it's Rosh Hashanah, you know, it's a Sabbath. The Chen also, our case, Beitza Shinal de Barisha, and also an egg that was born on the first day. Taikha Vashaini. Can eat on the second day. Why? Same thing. The egg is born on the first day Yom Tov. Right? If today is Chol, tomorrow is Yom Tov. If today is Yom Tov, tomorrow is weekday.
So we're talking about Shabbos Yom Tov, Saturday.
Right,
we're talking right. Yom Tov on a Wednesday, whatever. Right.
This egg is born on Tuesday. By time on Tuesday Yom Tov. Now it's Wednesday. So now it's Wednesday. So either yesterday was weekday, so the egg was laid on weekday, right? Or today's weekday. One of them are weekday. So I go, sure, eat this egg. It was born yesterday, correct? If yesterday was weekday, then the egg was born on weekday. So you could eat it.
But Rabbi Yehuda said at the very beginning, Mishnah, that you could eat the egg. Excuse me, he lighted the fish. Shemites says you couldn't eat the egg. Is that
where we're going to draw a conclusion to that? We're in a 2-day yomtov now. We're not in a 1-day yomtov. It's true. In a 1-day yomtov, the first day yomtov, you're not allowed to eat the egg. Good. Basil was a good. You're not allowed to eat the egg. Good. Fine. Even go with that shot. But what about when this is the second day yomtov? On the second day yomtov, you can be sure eat the egg. Why? If yesterday was week, either 1 day was for sure a weekday, right? So if yesterday was weekday, when was the egg born? It was born yesterday. The egg was born on weekday. If yesterday was Yom Tov, Today's week, they say, you can for sure eat the egg today. By the time you come to the second day Yom, you can for sure eat the egg. Right? Good. Says the second case. The egg is born on the first day of Yom, you can for sure eat it on the second day of Yom.
Just like you can eat your tithes on the first day.
Correct, like a real sticky on the second day. Eat the true stuff because for sure truth is mine. Because one day is for sure a weekday. Here also. What is it about to say? Basheni id. You're allowed to eat these fruits on the second day because one day, you're allowed to eat this egg on the second day because one day was for sure yamtah. One day was for sure chal. Either yesterday was weekday or today's weekday. Basheni in. Barisha, what does that mean? If you Barisha, on the first day, well, you're not going to eat the egg. Why not? Why can't you eat the egg on the first day of Yom Tov? What's wrong with eating the egg on the first day of Yom Tov? If last time we're talking about an egg that was prepared to eat, what can you eat on the first day? Based on all the Yom Tov. Why can't you eat the egg that was born on the first day of Yom Tov?
Juice that flowed from the grape.
Right.
And if you're going to make the analogy that the egg sort of is something that flowed from the chicken, then the Rabbanu would answer that also on the first day because of zero.
Well, you just told me, the Rabbi Huda told me that when one food comes apart, bless you, when one food comes apart, it's all one entity.
That's why I said the Rabbanu, not the Rabbi Huda. Rabbanu ushered in our statement here, Rabbi Huda said if it was for eating, then it was
good. Oh, good, you're right, correct. So that's the Rabbanu. What about Rabbi Huda?
So Rabbi Huda, that's the contradiction here. Yehuda said that if it was for eating, this grape for eating, and juice flowed out of it, then you can drink the juice because it's all one entity. So if that's the case, then why is it Rabbi Yehuda in the second case prohibiting eating the egg on the first day? You're analogizing it to it's food from food, you should be able to eat it also.
Ah, good. So what's the Gemara's question? What's the Gemara's question? Rehuda told me, well, you have juice coming out of a grape.
Rehuda's question is, how can you be permitted to drink the juice of the fruit, but not eat the egg on the first day?
Why? Because you told me you're allowed to eat the juice. Why are you allowed to eat the juice?
It's from the food. It's a derivative of the food.
Good. Part of the food. So you told me it's not a separate entity. It's over there. So it should be the same thing by the egg. The egg is part of the chicken. It's one entity. We're talking about the chicken which you're planning on eating. So it should be mutter to eat it. So why do Rabbi Huda say you can't eat the egg on the first day? Is there a contradiction here? So Rabbi Yochanan adds a contradiction to Rabbi Huda. Now, you could only ask this contradiction if the reason of the egg is connected to the grape. Let's see the next line anymore. Uber the Kamarmi Lahu Adadi. And for this that we ask them a contradiction on each other, this Rabbi Yochanan asked from one case onto the other case.
Sorry.
No, let's see Rashi. So let's see Rashi before the Gemara's answer. We'll go to the Teretz after you, right? Mishani, Rech, we'll have Jesus. Good. We'll have to do that. Good. Let's see Rashi. Ba'ayt Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the first wide line. Why is the Gemara starting off Ba'ayt? So La'el Mine, earlier than this, Tanan, we learned, it was taught in the Mishnah Masechtas Erevin. We learned the Mishnah Masechtas Erevin. Rosh Hashanah Shayare Shematis Aber. Let's say Rosh Hashanah that we're afraid maybe Elul is going to have 30 days. There are two Yom Tovim. Ma'arav Adam Shtei Erevin Mechut. So Rashi is bringing down the first case where Yehuda argued with the Rabbanan in that Mishnah. So what was that case over there? That it says over there that we're afraid Elul is going to have 30 days. We're not sure if Elul is going to have 30 days or not. Which means what? If Elul has 30 days, it means Rosh Hashanah is going to be Aleph the next day Tishrei. But if Rosh Hashanah really only has, if Elul only has 29 days, then Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be the 30th of the month. It's supposed to be Aleph, or it's supposed to be Rosh Hashanah. So now what are we supposed to do? We can't wait till Rosh Hashanah in the morning to figure out if today's Rosh Hashanah or not.
Right.
Since Rosh Hashanah is on the first day of the month, how do we know if we don't know what the Edom for Kiddush HaChodesh are going to come tell us? So what are we supposed to do? Right? We can't wait till the next morning. We can't be Mechal Yom Tov. So what do? We have to keep Yom Tov from the night before. We have to already start keeping Yom Tov from day 30. Right? We can't wait. Correct? If we wait, we might be doing Malacha on Rosh Hashanah. However, if Yehuda holds, we can start by Shtei Kedushas. If Yehuda holds, Rosh Hashanah is considered that they have two Kedushas, meaning we view it like one day is the Rabbanah, one day is the Raisa, like every all other Yom Tov. The Rabbanah argue, the Rabbanah say we hold Yom Arufta, we view everything as one long day. Yehuda doesn't hold like that. So therefore, Yehuda says, we know halacha by Erevin, you're only allowed to go 2,000 amos, correct? In out of your tchum of Shabbos. If you want to go another 2,000 amos, you put down something with food to make a tchum Shabbos, correct? However, the halacha is, you're only allowed to go in one direction. So Yehuda says, since the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are two different kedushas, on one day, you're allowed to say, if today's Rosh Hashanah, today's really Yom Tov, I'm putting down my tuna fish can to make me let me walk another 2,000 amos east. And then you could also say on Erev Yom Tov that if the second day is really there, Rosh Hashanah, I'll put down my tuna fish can to let me go another 2,000 amos west. So since Rosh Hashanah is considered two different kedushas, you could make one Erev Tchumen, one Erev towards the east, and the next day towards the west. The Rabbanan hold this one more kedusha hold. You could only go one direction. So that's halacha every Shabbos Yom Tov. We only let you go in one direction. Yehuda holds, since the days have two different kedushas, two different levels of kedusha, therefore one day you can make a tzad to go one way direction, the next day another direction. Fine. So let's see Rashi. Start with Shtei Kedushas. Echad
Chol Echad. You don't have to pull the Echad Yom Tov. You're really saying one is the Raisel, one is the Rabbanah. It's
correct.
The Rabbanah, it's not really.
We say chol nachon. It means one is really ugly weekday. One is really right. It's really weekday. We just make it yom to drabanan, and one is we yom to the raisa. Good. But lo yadin ha chol yadin. We don't know which one is chol and which one is yom to. So we let you make a condition. Mas le adam al kalkala. Person can make a condition on their basket of fruits. Lahamol sa have shtei kedushas. But this thing is like two kedushas. Which means what? Husband got called the person in a basket of fruits of Tevel, which is untied. The shachach and he forgot the light Easter Erev Yom Tov. He didn't take off Meisr on Erev Yom Tov. Utsan and Weber, when we were taught in the Mishnah, ain't Magbi and Trumas of Meisr Yom Tov. You're not allowed to take off Trumas of Meisr on Yom Tov. Good. We hold that you're not allowed to take off Trumas of Meisr on Yom Tov. So what do we do? For Omer, you have to say the following. If today is weekday and tomorrow is Kaddish, you Elo Chumas Maisa Al Elo. These things, you designate these things to be Chumas Maisa on this. Maybe I'm Kaddish, and if today is Kaddish, Ebed Dvar Yaklom, my words are worth nothing. So that's what I'm saying. He makes a simon on which parts are Chumas Maisers. Ulamachas, and the next day, Chayder Va'omer Kain, he says the same thing again. If today is weekday, the Atmal Kaddish, yesterday was Kaddish, you ate with Chuma al Sha'adish, we Chuma on the rest. Good. And therefore, if I am Kaddish, I'm not the Chuma of Atmal, we're going to start with this tomorrow. Fashkeach.